Cactus lifted his hand, and the doorway that the Ender would have run through crumbled, most effectively stopping him. He spun and lifted his club, pointing it at Fiametta. The fear on him was so thick, it seemed to fill the air.
You bitch! You have ruined this family!
I acted without truly considering what I was doing. I sprinted forward, putting myself between the Ender and Fiametta, and settling into a fight stance. And of course, I had no weapon.
You think to protect her? She doesn't deserve your protection.
Leave that to me to decide.
Mark! Here, you could need this.
Rolling to a stop at my feet was my spear, the curved blade and wooden handle once held by my mother. I spun it towards the Ender as he raced towards me with his club. The blade caught on the dark stone as we twisted our weapons against one another. My muscles strained and my shoulder protested, but I held him back, if only just barely.
Cole, stop this.
The last Cole I faced lost his hand. I thrust my spear towards his belly, turning the move into a downward slash towards his knee. The tip of my blade cut through his leathers and the side of his knee. He went down, but swept his club in front of him, keeping me away. His black eyes glittered with hate, and I read the understanding in them that he was going to die. I kept my spear loosely in front of my body, waiting for the moment he would strike. As Fiametta strode forward, she tipped her head, and for a brief moment, I thought I saw a quiver of sorrow flicker over her face.
Cole, you would kill me?
1,000 times over.
Why?
I will say no more.
Cole, drop your weapons.
No. Kill me and be done with it.
Ender Larkspur, can you take him without killing him?
As the other Cole hobbled on one leg, Fiametta spared me a look. Here was a chance I would not have again, to gain her good graces, if that is what you wish.
Do it.
I slowly shifted my spear, so I held the shaft near the blade and aimed the blunt end towards Cole.
I will force you to kill me.
I have no doubt you would do just that. Fiametta, will you allow me to question him?
You think you can make him speak without torture?
I know more than he realizes. The balls of my feet ached with the need to move. I reached for the part of me that was anything but tarling. Spirit flowed through me, and I focused on Cole, on loosening his tongue and making him spill his secrets. Speak.
We never met. You never even looked my way when we picked you and your friend out of the rim.